At the planetarium, students sit in a circle. They're waiting for the moment when images of everything from planets to the human body flash above their heads, coloring a blank dome. The new planetarium is designed to give students an extra push in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Dive into a world of hidden relationships that surround us.
It inspires a sense of wonder and oohs and ahs among current students. Stacy Huber is an eighth grader.
I remember just used to watching the Sci-Fi Channel, and now it's blown up and in 3D, and it's really cool to feel like you're kind of inside of it.
For former Colonial District students, it's a world away from the old planetarium, built in 1968. Many, like district employee Betsy Fleetwood, visited the old planetarium as students themselves on school field trips.
The stars would pop up, you know, they would go away. It's so much more lifelike. You know, you got today, we got to experience going up through the spine and seeing the skull, and those things weren't even available during that time with the planetarium. It was mainly stars and constellations.
The school renovated the planetarium after letting it sit unused for a decade. Principal E.G. Purnell says it had sat dormant because the district just didn't have the funding to bring a teacher in to run it. But she says the state-of-the-art technology used by the new planetarium gives students a 3D look at how bones fit together or how the Earth orbits the sun in real time.
Anytime that we have an opportunity to engage our kids in anything in regards to STEAM, we hope that they'll be able to take that because it's going to prepare them for high school and beyond.
Purnell says all teachers have been trained on the unique 3D laser technology, and there will be plenty of opportunities to include it in the classroom. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.